Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our first live broadcast. So excited to have you here. I don't know who all is here yet because I'm not super techie, but I'll be doing these couple times a week going forward. So it's Mike. Welcome to today's show. Today, we are going to talk about the number one thing keeping you and your cleaning company stuck. That is finding and keeping good employees. So as we jump in, and again, having coached hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, probably when we just get started, bidding and billing is the biggest problem. But as soon as we start getting accounts and have a little bit of success, by far the biggest thing is getting and keeping not just employees, but the right employees. So we're going to talk about that today and see if we can't give you guys some help on how to get better at that. So the number one resource is you. Cleaning the toilet is not a good strategy. And so many of us have that where you kind of think that, oh, I'm saving money by cleaning and I don't have to pay cleaners and blah, 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 blah. The problem is, again, your number one resource in your business is you and always going to be you. And if you're cleaning the toilet, who is who's running the shit, man? Who's doing anything? The example I've used with some of my live customers is my day rate is $8,000 plus travel. So if you want me to come out and help you for a day, it's $8,000 plus you got to get me there and all that good stuff. That said, can you think of how ridiculous it'd be to have me come out, pay that kind of a rate, and when I got there, go, okay, Mike, let's find an account and let's start cleaning, right? Oh, it looks like people are checking in. Welcome. So that would be ridiculous. And I want you to think of yourself when you're cleaning going, hey, this is the owner of the company, right? If you as the owner are as important, obviously way more important than me. So you would never think to pay me to come out and check in for an entire or hang out for an entire day and then put me to work cleaning. That would just be a waste of my time and your money. You are no different. If you were going to be cleaning, you are wasting your time and wasting your most valuable resource. So, and how do we get unstuck with the number one thing that keeps us stuck, which is finding and keeping good employees? In addition to the fact that you're going to be cleaning if you don't get them, the problem is if we've got this fear somewhere in our mind that we can't do the work, it really puts the kibosh on our sales efforts, right? So it's hard to do marketing. It's hard to do sales calls. It's hard to really get the accounts that we know that we can get if somewhere in the back of our minds we have that fear that we're going to be out there cleaning and we're not going to be able to do the work and we're not going to keep our word. So there's a ton of cost to having not being able to get employees there. There's a couple of beliefs I want to cover first and foremost before we move on. First and foremost, the big thing is I'm the best cleaner in the world. If I don't do it, my employee or my customers will freak out and I make more money doing it myself. Until we get over those false beliefs, there's no moving forward. First of all, I hate to break it to you. I've talked to hundreds of cleaners and I've had dozens say they're the best cleaner in the world. So all of you can't be telling the truth. There's really only one. And the real deal is it doesn't matter. I've said it a million times before. McDonald's does not make so much money because they make the best hamburger. They make so much money because they can duplicate a pretty terrible hamburger over and over again. McDonald's, not that you should be doing terrible work, but certainly thinking that you're the best cleaner in the world is not going to make you money, right? That's a huge myth we need to just bust right off the bat. Second of all, that whole thing about customers needing you to clean. That is right between your ears. That is just head trash. It's a mess. Really, 9 times out of 10, they don't. And the one time that they actually do, they're the wrong customer, right? If they need you to clean, they're looking for a cleaner, not a cleaning company. If you want to be a cleaner, go ahead and do that. If you want to own a cleaning company, you just have to have a heart to heart with your customer and explain to them they hired you not because they want you personally to clean, but because they want you to have a system that gets qualified people into their home that are going to do a good job and the same job and a consistent job every time over and over. All right. And another belief we just need to explode before we can go on is the belief that employees will make my life miserable. They're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. They're going to no call, no show. The reality is that's true. They're going to do all those things. But the comma is where we change. So employees are going to lie, cheat and steal, no call, no show, do all these terrible things. True, comma, therefore I can't hire, therefore I can't grow, therefore I'm stuck. That's where the lie comes in. That's the lie that we need to fix. So the reality of the situation is, yes, employees are going to lie, cheat, steal, no call, no show, and do all manner of, to punch each other in the parking lot, all manner of crazy things. But the comma, what comes after the comma, is what we need to focus on. Comma, so I'm going to have a good system to continually attract the good employees. So when a good one turns bad or a bad one sneaks in, we can get out of them and move on and hire the next one and move on. So that's a big belief that we need to blow up, that because employees are going to act crazy, they're going to make my life miserable and we can't grow. We need to transform that into, yes, employees are going to do crazy thing. That just is all the reason more to have a system to attract the right employees. So when they do go crazy, you're not stuck. Next, another belief that we've got to get rid of is you can't compete with all the other job offerings out there. As soon as you start believing that, there's a tech company in town, or gosh, I'm trying to think of all the weird things people have told me. It's Christmas. People are quitting because of Christmas. People are quitting because of this. I don't pay enough. Whatever. One excuse is as good as another. If you want to believe that it's outside of your control to attract the right employees. But when you start taking responsibility and start knowing that it is within your control, and there's really a 7-step system that you can do. I'm going to see if I can do it by memory. I probably can't. Hiring ad is the first step. Second step is a follow-up sequence after the hiring ad, before the group interview, then the group interview, then the one-on-one interview, then the working interview, then the onboarding process. And that's 6. I missed one. There's another step in there, but there are steps. And if you do the steps right, you're going to get the right employees. If you do it wrong, you're going to get the wrong employees. And once they're on, if you make sure that they feel they're a part of something bigger and special and amazing, you won't have that turnover. Those are the beliefs we have to get replaced. And we need to replace them with the understanding that you don't save money cleaning. You cost your money sales, systems, and growth, right? So many people kind of feel like, oh, if I do the cleaning myself, I save myself money. We got to blow that belief up and start understanding that the only way to make money and be a business owner is to have employees doing the work for you, where you're building systems, sitting on the beach, dealing with important customers, stuff like that. The best cleaner in the universe is only worth 15 or 20 bucks. And it's not you. I know everyone thinks they're the best. First of all, you're wrong. You're not. Hello, Leah. Second of all, even if you are the best cleaner in the world, that is not what people want. They want consistency. They want someone that understands their pain and can solve it. They want someone that can make their life better. And cleaning is usually a very small part of that, right? The fact that you do the baseboards, or you're more detail oriented, or blah, 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 that's not what they want. Sometimes they'll tell you, I want the best cleaning for the least money. That's just because they don't really understand their pain and their need really as well as you as their consultant should be able to do it. So we got to blow up the belief that you being the best, A, that you're the best cleaner in the universe, with the reality that you're not, and B, the fact that the belief that if you were the best cleaner in the universe, that would be some sort of strategic advantage in owning a cleaning company. It is not. It's actually a disadvantage. You might clean better than your employees, but anyone could be trained to clean. You are the only one human being in the world that can grow your business, right? Just like with my kid, as much as I love hanging out with you guys, there's lots of people that could hopefully help. I mean, certainly not as charming as me, right? But lots of people that can help you grow your business and do all the stuff that I do. But there's only one dad to my kid, right? So that's kind of a job I need to make sure I spend a lot of time on and don't spend time doing things that a lot of people can do. So lots of people can clean. You are the only person that can grow and move your business forward. So make sure you're spending time on that. And remember, you could be a cleaner or a business owner, but never both. If you were cleaning, you were a cleaner at that moment and you are not a business owner. Even if you upgrade and do stuff like checking on your cleaners, ordering supplies, God forbid, driving supplies around to folks, that is still working in your business and you're being a driver or whatever, you're not owning your company. And remember, no matter how good you think you clean, if you give me 30 of the worst employees ever, I can get them to outclean you 100% of the time, right? There's just one of you, you get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you got to sleep some of that time. So because of that, you can give me any 30 human beings in the world and I can get them to outclean anyone within the sound of my voice, right? So we want to make sure we understand that 30 employees doing 80%, 70% as well as you are is still going to be far better than you doing 100%. That said, here's a big chunk. If you're writing stuff down, here's what we're going to write down. Healthy, growing cleaning companies are always hiring, right? My least favorite thing to hear when I'm interviewing someone to see if I want to help them or coach them is, we're not hiring right now, right? I'll say, how many applications did you get last month? And they'll go, oh, none. Why not? Is your hiring funnel broken? No, we're not hiring right now. That's crazy talk. If you are a healthy, growing cleaning company, you need to be hiring right now. If you have no employees, by golly, you need employees if you want to move from cleaner to business owner. If you like being a cleaner, then this is not the podcast for you. This is not for you. If you want to be a business owner, you absolutely need to be hiring. If you already have some employees, but you feel like you're all staffed up, if we're honest with each other, if you looked at every single one of those employees in the eyes and said, hey, is this an A player? If we're being honest with each other, you're probably going to answer no to more than one of those employees. If that's the case, we want to make sure that we're replacing those C and D and F players with A prospects, right? So we always need new blood coming in. And surprise, if you've been in the business a little bit, you'll discover that people don't quit in ones, they quit in bunches, in twos and threes. So even if you're fully staffed today, that does not mean you're going to be fully staffed tomorrow or later today. My favorite answer when I'm talking to folks, I go, how many employees do you have? So I know they've been in the business when they'll say something like today, right now, somewhere between... I know they've been in the business because people are always coming and going. So you want to make sure if you want to be a healthy, growing cleaning company, you are always, always hiring for you to grow. That said, with the understanding that healthy, growing cleaning companies are always hiring, it would stand to reason we need a system that constantly brings in more quality applicants than you can handle. That's huge. I'm going to say that again because so many people miss that. If healthy, growing cleaning companies are always hiring, they are. For you to really, really grow, you need a system, a full system. We talked about six of the seven steps because I can't remember all seven off the top of my head. You need a system that consistently brings in more quality applicants than you can handle. And so many people ask, well, what happens if I have too many people? Are you kidding me? And you just won the cleaning company lottery when you literally are to the point that says, perfect. Dave Franco says the exact same. I want to hire, but how do I hire without promising a job I can't? First of all, you don't have to hire them, but the process, the system, those seven steps, I think the first five or six don't involve hiring anybody at all. But you want to make sure that you still have a flow of customers, of people that want to work for you, good people that want to work for you coming in at any given time. So make sure that you've got a system that's working. And again, first, you probably need employees, right? If you've got any customers, you want to make sure that you you hire. Second, if you're like, well, I don't have any customers, and we want to start top grading the staff that you've got. And third, and again, this almost never happens. 92% of the people are worried about having too many people. 92% of them either need people, are going to need people in the next week or two, or have C and D players that they need to replace anyway, right? So in the 8% of the time that you actually are fully staffed, you don't need anyone, no one's going to quit, all your players are A players, and that's almost nobody. In that time, you can start building a blue collar bullpen, names and numbers of people that have made it through your system and you want to hire, and you tell them, hey, we're not ready to hire you just yet, but we'd like to keep you on our list. And when we do have a spot, we'll give you a call. So that kind of list of people, or that stream of people coming in that want work, is something that you need all the time. And it takes weeks to get that going, right? So don't be like, oh, I don't need employees now, I'll hire when I need them. Well, the problem is when to hire employees is the same time, the best time to buy real estate 10 years ago, right? You don't want to start, the time to build your employee funnel is not when you need employees. It's a month before you need employees. So you want to make sure you start now. This is the good news is this is the number one problem that your competition does not know how to solve. So if you can get good at two things to just blow your competition out, it is the ability to attract the right customers and to attract more quality talent than you need. And the bigger you get, the larger you get, you'll find that the talent is actually more important or more difficult than the customers. But when you're starting, those are really the two things that you need. The good news is some of your competition knows how to solve the problem of getting customers. Very few understand how to solve the problem of having a system to attract employees. Keep in mind, you can move. The other thing is once you do this right, and you do this with core values, right? So for me, it's have fun, make money, be real, help out. Oh my goodness, my thing just went blank, I think. I don't know what to do. Hopefully y'all can hear me. It says I'm live. My screen just went blank. That makes me sad, but I'll keep talking. Feel free to put in the comments if you can see me or if we just went blank because my screen went blank, and or if you can hear me. That said, Dave says that list is a gold mine. Hopefully that means you can see me, buddy. All that to say, the big things that we want to do is making sure that A, Oh, you can hear and see me. I don't know why my thing went blank. Good to, thanks for the heads up, buddy. Okay, cool. So where we're going from there, the benefits that we're going to have to that employee, to having that, that stream of employees that's more than you actually need is a couple of things. First and foremost, it's probably the number one problem that your competition does not know how to solve. Thank you for the feedback. Glad you guys can hear and see me. I wish you could see my screen because the big me is here, but the one over here, totally black. So, but as long as y'all can hear and see me, no problem. I don't need to see myself. So that said, you could also move from the position of employees being a necessary evil. And I was there when I'm like, I just hate having employees, but I hate it slightly less than cleaning myself. If you build a core values based company, you can move from employees being this necessary evil that you have and don't particularly like, to people that you actually enjoy and look forward to hanging out with, right? I love getting to hang out with you guys, Cleaning Nation. And when I had my teams that I'd built where we had this special thing that everybody felt like, this is something amazing. We're here for to be part of something bigger. When that happened, you move from, I've got to hire these people and should I be friends with them and how do I keep them arm's length and it's going to be the worst and they're going to lie, cheat, and steal, to having a community that you actually look forward to seeing and hanging out with and spending time with. My 20-year-old boy, he still remembers growing up with Pedro's kids and Maria and Beto and all the guys that we had. We were like family, and it went from having people that were a necessary evil to an absolute blast. Also, you can start getting in the habit of paying other humans to do the work that you either hate doing or suck at doing, right? Even if you're a great cleaner, that's not making money. And the cool thing is there's lots of options you can do. But once I pay people to start doing the cleaning or the work that I suck at, for me, it would be technology, anything repetitive or that doesn't involve lots of new and shiny things or not hanging out with people. I pay people to do all that stuff. So this broadcast is going to turn into a blog and a YouTube video and a podcast and all sorts of good stuff. No clue how that's going to happen. It's just magically going to happen by people that are smarter and brighter than me. So once we get that ability to get more quality talent than we can ever handle, you can start paying people to do the things that you're not good at or that you suck at. And you can spend most, if not all of your day doing the things that you absolutely love. So if you solve this problem, or when you solve this problem, you do it in a systematic way that doesn't require you have removed the biggest roadblock to scaling pretty much in the cleaning business. So that said, if this is scratching where you itch and you'd like my help to walk you through that, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, you can apply for a one-on-one breakthrough session where I'll walk you through where you're at now, where you want to be, what's working, what's not working, and help get you a plan to get there. So let me see if I can figure out how to do this. I'll see if I can get fancy. www. Can't do it. So where you want to go. And if I was smart, it would be on the screen, but I'm not smart. So it's not. You have to write down growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll get you the opportunity to apply for a conversation with me. We can talk about, like I said, where you're at, where you want to be, look at what's working in your business, what's not working in your business, and help you out to get a plan to get there. Cool. That said, go check that out now. That was kind of the rant that I wanted to share with you all. There's still lots of people on. If you guys have questions, jump in and let me know and I will start answering. And you guys now have my full attention as opposed to trying to go back and forth between the chat and the whatever Gina says. I'm still starting out working on recurring clients. Can't wait till I can actually hire someone instead of family helping out. That's a great, and it said, I said Gina, but I think it's Jania. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Miss Ross, my apologies. Oh, wait, look. Somebody, remember I told you I don't know how to do anything technological, but I have magic fairies. A magic fairy just put in growmycleaningcompany.com/. See, look at that. So I don't know how to do that, but somebody did that. We love them. Julie with a big thumbs up. All right. That said, I was going to answer. You're so welcome, David. I'm glad I've been a help and I'm glad you've been digging the podcast. This is now going to be the podcast. We are moving from me coaching people live one at a time to having, one of my clients and friends and just all around good people, Dave, knows what an idiot I am. So he's smart enough to go, I'll type in the link. So, cause Mike can't figure it out. So there you go, Dave Fullinger on a horse for some reason. That's impressive, Dave. I didn't even know you could ride a horse. And then Jania. Okay, I think I got it right. Hold on, I was going to answer a question. She's starting out working on recurring clients. Can't wait until she can actually hire someone instead of family helping out. Jania. sure I'm butchering it. I'm so sorry. Here, watch this. I'll put up what you guys, so you guys can see what I'm working with here. Jinia, I think, is how we're supposed to go. Anyway, all that to say a couple things. First and foremost, you're absolutely right. We want to get recurring clients, period, right? When I'm starting out or whatever, I want to be real clear on who I'm working with and serve those people and only those people. And those people for me are only going to be recurring, right? I wouldn't take any clients that were not recurring. That said, and Michelle has a question. I'm going to hit you here in a second, but I want to finish with Gina. That said, there's nothing wrong with hiring family, friends, stuff like that. Certainly they can be a pain in the neck, but just like any employees, they can be fantastic. So different topic for a different day, but I want to encourage you, Jania, if you do have family, just make sure you're running the company by core values, and the core values are in charge first, and then you, and then everybody else. All right. Michelle says, this may be a wishy-washy question. I don't know what a wishy-washy question is, so it may be. You could be right, Michelle. How can we overcome the negative stigma attached to being a cleaner or janitor? You know what? It's so funny. That's a great question. I remember when I was younger and I gave two craps about that sort of nonsense. I was really like, it took me a long time to kind of figure out, you know, oh, do I have a real company and it's embarrassing and blah, blah, blah. It was always weird for me. And I remember, and a lot of people I coach right now still feel like, oh, if I had $1 million company, then I'd have a real company and it wouldn't be a stigma anymore. The answer for me, and I don't know if this will work for you, Michelle, is I finally got to the point where I stopped giving two craps what other people thought. And I was like, am I doing honest work? Am I bringing value to the world? Am I making money? Am I feeding my family? And when the answer was yes to all of those things, I kind of lost interest, and I've had sexy businesses. I think this coaching business is super sexy. I love it. I've had a car dealership, construction company, certainly a cleaning company. I've had sexy businesses and non-sexy businesses. And looking back, I realized it really makes a difference in if I feel like I'm giving value more so than anything else. Okay. Japheth, man, what is with all you people with a hard Japheth blessings, Chapo Jr.? Come on. That's really hard. How am I supposed to say that? Says getting contracts is kind of hard. I would agree, my friend. I don't want to get into a ton of deep stuff today, but if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we have all sorts of free stuff on how to get clients. So that said, Kurim, my friend, says when we post a job ad and applicants don't follow instructions to go apply on the company website, should we bother reviewing the application, invite them to apply on our website or enter our funnel? That's such a great question. First of all, hopefully you guys noticed that Kurim says enter our funnel. So that implies that he has a funnel, which is super fantastic as well. He should. The answer is typically with most places, if people don't follow instructions, I used to say I would not follow up with them or try to get them. The problem is when we were posting on Indeed and Facebook or ZipRecruiter, they all have their own universe. And they want to, and I promise I see all the new questions coming up. So I will answer them in, probably stick around for another 5-10 minutes. I got to be done, but I will answer them in order. James Brandon says cleaning is sexy. James, you're sexy, dude. I got to hang out with this guy at one of our live events. Super cool. So all that to say, now that kind of Indeed and all these job platforms have trained people to follow their platform and apply within, I'm still going to, what I typically do is I export the information, because they will say, hey, you've got 7 applicants, and they'll give you their email addresses. I will export those email addresses to my funnel so I can follow up with them. But the answer is yes. When applicants don't follow instructions on how to enter my funnel, but they do it on a platform that's taught them how to apply. Like if I'm advertising in Indeed and everyone on Indeed is supposed to click here to move forward, and I tell them don't click here, do this other thing, and they still click here, I'm still gonna help them out, because it's, you know, that's the, if I just had an ad that wasn't anywhere else and they hadn't been trained, they were just out in the world, then no, I probably wouldn't allow them to not follow my system. But if I'm on within another system and they teach people to follow a system and my system's different, I'm going to put up with that. That sounds, as I'm saying it, that doesn't sound super clear. Hopefully I nail it. I got you, Kurim. Black Tie Janitorial says, I just started a cleaning business about a year ago. I'm 24 years old, have 4 clients, 1 dealership, and 3 real estate offices. Good job. How do we get clients fast without going door to door? I do not like going door to door. My website will be done in a week. Hopefully that helps. Absolutely. Black Tie Janitorial, go check out growmycleaningcompany.com. There's so many resources there for you. Also, like I said, actually, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, There's a webinar I just made that will really help you, but there's tons of resources on how to get more clients. I don't know about fast. Commercial can take a little bit. And when I say a little bit, weeks or months, not anything longer than that, but I certainly don't like the door-to-door either. Taj says, how often will we be going live? I will be going live twice a week and I will do my best. Now I will do my best. I will absolutely. Kerm says that makes sense. So glad, brother. I will absolutely make sure that I post 24 hours in advance as well as an hour in advance. So y'all know when I'm going to be going. James says cleaning sexy. Kerm says that makes sense. Dave Franco says, do you have any conventions, great conventions, networking meetings you suggest for cleaning owners? Gosh, your timing's the worst, David. I just got back, and a lot of guys and gals, hopefully on this call, just got back from the ISSA, which is our big industry association. So that would probably be the big one. Sometimes I don't know if they have local chapters, which kind of sucks, but it really depends. So that would be the big one for our internal association would be the ISSA. Great organization. But if you're looking to meet your customers, then it's going to be a little different in terms of you're going to want to go to where they're at, right? So if auto dealers is my customers, I'm going to want to find an auto dealer association. If it's moms, I might want to find a moms with preschool organization. So hopefully that helps, David Franco. Robert and Christine Large say, working from a home office or commercial office, what's better? Extra expenses worth it? Great question. Again, that would be something I'd probably want to walk you through dependent on your circumstance. And again, if you've been through all this and we spent this 20 or 30 minutes together and you'd really like some help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Hold on, wait for it. Putting up Follinger's texts as opposed to mine. And you can apply for me to walk you through this, but to do my best to answer your question, Robert and Christine, weird, don't know which one of you I'm talking to. It really depends. I really like to start. I like holding off on an office as soon as possible. When I first got my cleaning company, I got an office right away, $1,542 a month. I still remember that thing. It was a great little office. But it was just took me an extra 40 minutes a day to, Dave says it helps. You're so welcome, David. It took me an extra 40 minutes of my day to drive there and back, which was kind of a waste. And, cost me $1,542 a month plus electricity, plus any headaches associated with it. But really it was, I forget who we're going back to said it, how do you overcome the stigma? For me, it made me feel like a real business owner. That was Michelle, I think. It made me feel like a real business owner, but going, the larger the companies I've had, I found I spend less and less time at the office because I find that office is a great place to get interrupted and things to call you and blah, 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 blah. So all that to say, the short answer, Robert and Christine, is I would work from a home office or a Starbucks for as long as humanly possible. And again, I'd have to talk through your circumstance and your situation with you. But hold out as long as you can. All right. Jania Ross says, I want a niche to be a apartment complex. It's fine. I have a background in property management. Excellent. But it's taking weeks and not really planned out. Seriously, consider changing my specialty. Again, that's a kind of a deep topic for maybe a different day. But as long as you're picking a niche that is recurring, I'm in. I don't particularly like apartments. People move in, move out, because move in, move out. It's not really recurring. I know that because it goes up and down, right? And sometimes they do, sometimes don't. You have to do the work and you get paid. I just don't like it. I want recurring stuff where it's like, you know, so if you're talking about the common areas of apartment complexes, totally fine with that, where it's like you come 3 times a week, you do this cleaning, it's $800 a month. That's all fine. All right. I think I got caught up on all the questions. We're just about a half hour in. Really love seeing you guys out here. When I first planned this, I'm like, will we have 100 viewers? We have 1.5. My poor one-on-one guy, Dave, before we start, I'm like, hey, Dave, you want to come on? I know I'm not talking to nobody, but Cleaning Nation, you guys showed up and made me feel very special. Hopefully you're getting tons of value. So we will do this again, let's say Thursday. We'll probably do it on Tuesday, but starting from now going forward, just like the podcast, we are going to do it twice a week. Janine says, common areas, fantastic, sister. I think that's a great niche, certainly if you've got some sort of in on that with property manager. So if you've gotten some value for this, you need help growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and I will do my best to help you. James Hill, what a guy. This guy is so cool. And don't be fooled, by the way, you can see his little thing. Don't be fooled by his shirt and tie. I got to hang out with this dude and he is a lot more fun than the semi-boring looking guy in the picture. Let me put him back up again. All right, guys, gals, ladies, thank you so much for hanging out. You guys are awesome. Wow. Jania says we inspired her to pull a trigger and quit all three jobs. Sister, virtual hug. If you were here, I would give you a big fat hug. Nothing worse than 2, 3, 4, 5 terrible jobs. Certainly when you can own your own business, I can't encourage you enough, sister. That is fantastic. All right. Great first live. Reach out if you need any help. So excited to be able to hang out with you guys. Really fun to interact. I'll let you know when we go live again. I think it's going to be Tuesday, and we will do it then. So great job, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.